Riverside, Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1, part 2 today, talking about Umpqua Actors Community Theater, a production so new it just opened last night. And Kalana, whose last name I have now managed to forget.
Kalana Granger.
All right, is in today. And tell us the name of the production.
The show is titled The Revolutionists.
And it opened last night. How'd it go?
It went pretty well. We had probably about not quite half an audience, but it was still a very enthusiastic audience, and we really fed off of their energy pretty well last night.
So half an audience, is that like half, I mean, half of the audience filling the room?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, as you get started, this production goes clear till the 19th. We talked about it with one of the other actors a couple weeks ago, but if people aren't familiar with it, tell us what sort of is the plot? What's all this about? When's it set?
The play is set in Paris, France, 1793, right in the heat of the French Revolution. It's a story about feminism and how four very badass women kind of get together and really like tell a story about how things should be done in the French Revolution.
And have you ever been to Paris?
I have not. It's on my bucket list, though.
I actually have a friend there today.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I've never been there either. That one is on the list for one of the future Europe trips. So how long have you been acting with UACT?
I have been with UACT. My first show was back in, I believe, 2018, 2019. I moved away for a little while, but I'm back in the swing of it now. It's my biggest passion in life.
And how did you get started in acting, and how old were you when you were first on stage at UACT?
First on stage at UACT, I was 18 or 19. I started acting my senior year of high school, so around the same time. I fell in love with the UACT stage, the first show I saw, and it's kind of history from there.
Now, did you, which high school did you go to here?
I was a Sutherland graduate.
So did you do any theater out there?
I did. I didn't start till my senior year, and we only did two shows that year, but I fell in love with it immediately.
How different was it going from a high school theater stage to the UACT stage?
Oh, it's vastly different. In a high school production, you kind of work with the materials you have. You work with the budget you have, the time frame, all of that kind of stuff. With a more professional production like the UACT show, obviously there's a much bigger budget, and the level of professionalism from the other actors has skyrocketed from the high school.
Are you surprised that we seem to have so many really good, seasoned, not necessarily older, because somebody like you's been doing this for a long time and you're still very young, but people that have been acting for a long time that have gotten so good that are right here in the Umpqua Valley?
It does a bit, because a lot of people underestimate this area. Douglas County isn't well known for its actors, but it's really a diamond in the rough when people come through. It's one of our, it's to me, it's one of our like best parts of being a Roseburg native.
You know, one of the things I notice sometimes, too, is as these productions take off, people, ticket sales, sometimes it's hard to find a ticket.
A little bit sometimes. Opening weekend is usually a lot calmer with ticket sales, but by the time we hit closing weekend, people are scrambling sometimes.
And how many productions have you been in with UACT?
Probably 8 or 9 at this point throughout the years, at least.
Who do you play in this one?
In this show, I play Charlotte Corday.
And, oh, let's see here, an assassin?
Yes, sir.
I've never been in a room with an assassin. talk about your role.
So Charlotte Corday is a real historical figure. She was the assassin who murdered the journalist Jean-Paul Marat.
An assassin who murdered a journalist, and who am I? Oh, that's great.
I left my knife at home, you're good.
Okay, all right. and this is back, you said, 1700s, 1800s?
1793.
So, as an assassin, I hate to ask what you do in the play in some ways.
Well, obviously, assassinate. And there's a little bit of everything. It's a comedy, there's drama. It's really heartwarming at times, but really, like, not frustrating, but you'll understand the frustrating part if you come to see it.
What's different about doing a production that is set so many hundreds of years ago? How do you make that look happen on stage?
It's both easier and harder than you would think. Obviously, there's a lot of set design that goes in to make sure you're staying true to the time period. There's costume design that stays true to the time period. But at the same time, this kind of show, you don't want to be like talking in a French accent or walking around like all prim and proper. you really want to put your own being into your character to make it as well-rounded as possible. So you really want to make sure that you are just embodying yourself as well as how you feel the character portrays themselves.
How many people are in this?
It's a whopping 4-woman cast.
And that's it?
That's it.
Nobody, I mean, you've got production people and all that too, but nobody else?
Nobody else.
So how much of the, how long does this show run if you were to come out and watch it?
Per night, it runs about 2-ish hours. We've got a little over an hour for Act 1 and about an hour-ish for Act 2.
So how much of that time are you on stage?
A good chunk of it. I think there's only 3 or 4 scenes where I'm not fully on stage. And even then, the rest of the scenes, I come on at some point.
That's got to be exhausting.
It can be, but it's also very fulfilling and satisfying.
And that means that, you know, if you get into the middle of acting like this, obviously it's easy to get so into it, then you're getting nervous about forgetting a line or whatever, and but you can't leave the stage and go double check things.
Nope, you are 100% reliant on whether or not your fellow actors can help you get through that scene if you forget something.
And every night, I know, is a little different. What about the UAC stage now? It's a lot bigger than dealing with high school, like you mentioned, but yet it's a really intimate stage where some of the people in the front row you could, just about touch.
Oh, definitely. It's a much wider stage than like a high school production, but it's also a much shallower stage. And because the seats literally go, the front row is basically on stage, you really have to try hard not to look at the audience that's in that front section, and also sometimes not step on toes.
And it's, I would imagine it could be, you have to really keep focused if somebody's randomly grabbing for their drink or whatever, and you happen to look at them.
Oh, 100%. Phones going off, ice jingling, it's all something you got to try to tune out.
Now, phones going off, I would presume most people know you're not supposed to have your phone on.
Oh, definitely.
You're out of, but somebody always forgets. Huh?
Oh, 100%. It doesn't matter how many director's notes we have before the show. It's literally one of Sam Starnes, the director. She says every night before a show, please turn your phones off. I'd rather hear you turn them off now than hear them in the production. And almost every time without fail, there's at least one. We didn't have one last night, though, which was good.
Well, and usually the person whose phone goes off has got the most obnoxious ringtone.
Yep, and they are oblivious to whether or not they can hear it.
Right. Everybody else in there can hear it but them.
They don't want to be that person.
Yeah, oh boy. That's a whole other topic in itself. But it's just gotten started. Talk about when you were, the show, of course, is happening tonight. What are your future dates?
We also have a show tomorrow night, and we are performing on Easter. And we also run for the next 2 weekends, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The show starts at 7, and Sundays the show starts at 2.
And what should people know about in terms of age appropriateness for this?
It is a show for an older audience, so we're asking that no one comes under the age of 15. There's a lot of strong language. There's a little bit of simulated violence. It's really meant for a more mature audience.
All right, and tickets, they can just get at the UAC website then.
Yes, sir, uac-theater.com.
All right, Kalana, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.